Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 283, Tips for Handling a Mass of Records and Subcontractors. You have an established legal nurse consulting business working with attorneys on medical malpractice and personal injury cases that come in one at a time. You'd never considered what it would be like to work on 100 cases of one kind. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. In this podcast, I share tips on working with subcontractors on a volume of cases. One day I got a phone call that took my breath away. I heard, "I've got a couple dozen cases for you to review. Think you can handle it?" I got this call from a defense firm's legal nurse consultant. She called us about a company that made immunoglobulin, or IVGG, which was being used to give to people with immunocompromised systems. The IVGG was contaminated with hepatitis C at the manufacturing plant. Then it was distributed widely to a bunch of unfortunate patients who received it in their homes. The attorney who hired me wanted to know if there was any other reason the patients possibly could have gotten hepatitis C. I had two LNCs as full-time employees on my staff at the time, and we reviewed the records. I also hired subcontractors to help me go through the volumes of records in order to answer that question. The attorney wanted a group of reports prepared for this case, timelines, medical summaries, lists of missing records, documentation of the IVGG infusions, exhibits, and exhibit lists. I prepared a teaching manual for each of the subcontractors, explaining about hepatitis, how to review the records, and the format of reports we needed. I did a sample case, and I provided the sample reports in the manual. We ultimately worked on about three dozen cases, which were settled. The work on this case prepared me for the second time I accepted a large number of cases. There were about 200 cases in this multi-district litigation case. The defense attorney said he was defending a manufacturer of plates and screws that were put into people's backs. These were called pedicle plates and screws, and they were put in the spinal column, although they were not designed to be put in the spinal column. The plates broke, and the screws started coming out of the holes and impinging on nerves, resulting in chronic pain. Then, as the screws worked their way loose, the hardware that they were holding in place started moving. The company hired a truck and brought 30 boxes to my office. The cases filled every available floor space in my first floor office building when that truck pulled away. And we moved all the boxes up to my second floor library table and had to sort them out. I could never have done those without the three nurses that were on staff. We received medical records from patients all over the country. My most vivid memory of this was a man who was driving in California who had rods in his back that were being held in place with these plates. The hardware had become so loose that as he was driving, the tops of the rods on both sides of his collarbone literally broke through the surface of his skin. I told the attorney, "This was a case I want to make sure you know about because you don't want a jury to hear what happened to this man." I hired 60 subcontractors and I gave them all instructions. My process for hiring subcontractors in both large cases included posting on an LNC listserv that I needed subcontractors. I rejected the LNCs who had typos on their resumes, and I then contacted those whose background looked like a good match for these cases. When I explained the payment terms, a few of the more experienced LNCs rejected the offer. The ones I hired were mostly inexperienced, eager for the work, and motivated to do a good job. We sent out the records the way we received them, which was unorganized, along with the teaching manual. I prepared one that was just like the first one involving hepatitis C. This is Pat Iyer. Before we continue, I want to share a free resource on the topic of subcontracting. Is this you? You're an LNC who knows how important it is to do a great job for your client. You know there's a learning curve associated with the role. Who will mentor you? You worry about what will happen when you get a case that deals with clinical issues unfamiliar to you. Will you be able to handle that case? Or should you ask someone with that knowledge to help you? You realize a case might come in when you're too busy to do it, yet you don't want to turn down work. What is your safety net? Watch my on-demand, instantly accessible webinar called Get More Income with LNC Subcontracting. There are pros and cons to LNC subcontracting, tricky landmines that you need to know about, and there are huge benefits to your business if you do it right. Let me show you how. Join me for this online training, whether you want to be a subcontractor or you want to subcontract cases to others, this is for you. Plan on spending about an hour with me to discover how to ramp up your skills and business through working with others. There's no charge for this training. It is my gift to you. Get immediate access to the program by going to the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Now let's return to the show. I soon discovered the challenges of managing a group of new subcontractors. This is what I found. A few had trouble meeting the deadlines. I had to turn over at least six or more cases every week because the attorneys were relying on our summaries to do their depositions of the plaintiffs. A few subcontractors were so intimidated by the project that they resigned as soon as they got the case. One person who had prior experiences summarizing product liability records turned in a series of reports that did not follow the format that we asked her to use. After a while, we learned to calculate how long we thought it would take to do the case and gave each subcontractor an estimated number of hours. When one LNC way exceeded the number of hours and I called her about the issue, she got belligerent and threatening. I paid her the hours and I never used her again. By carefully reviewing each LNC's work product, I narrowed down the group of LNCs to those who were reliable, consistent, and produced great quality work. These cases came in about 12 years ago. At that time, I quoted an hourly rate of $50 an hour, which was less than our usual hourly rate of $100 an hour. I ended up billing about $250,000 on those cases over that two-year period, even charging at $50 an hour, because there were so many hours involved in reviewing the cases. I recall that the manufacturer of the devices one day did a tally of our billing and insisted that I come to the law firm to talk about billing. I explained why the bills were so large, what the attorneys needed, the volume of records, and the painstaking amount of work. Offhandedly, I mentioned that the $50 was a discount over our usual hourly rate of $100 an hour. The attorney from the manufacturer said in a horrified voice, $100 an hour? I'm in the wrong profession. I realized our perspectives were very different. I was an entrepreneur and she was an employee. Ultimately, a lot of those cases settled. It took a couple of years from start to finish. the methods of organizing reports, preparing reports, and training subcontractors continue to help me in my business with other cases. However, after this experience, I did not seek out this kind of work again. Many of our loyal customers recognized that it was taking longer for them to receive their reports. The massive cases pushed out the single cases, using up our resources and making us constantly juggle priorities to satisfy both the attorneys handling the pedicle plates and screws cases and the other attorney clients. My recommendation, if you consider taking on these kinds of cases, is to realize you need to be staffed appropriately, ready to train a legion of subcontractors, and prepared to review the work product to make sure it meets your quality standards. You will need to stop using LNCs who don't have the right mix of skills to do the work and replace them with new recruits. As I found, the work can be lucrative because of the volume of hours, but it is also demanding in its own way. I share a lot more tips about being a subcontractor and hiring subcontractors in my free training called Get More Income with LNC Subcontracting. Be sure to watch this online training by going to the show notes of podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and click on today's episode. That link again is podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and click on today's episode. Be sure to tell another legal nurse consultant about Legal Nurse Podcast. We count on you loving to spread the word about our show. Ask your fellow LNCs to go to http://lnc.tips/subscribe podcast. That link is http://lnc.tips/subscribe podcast. And that's all one word, subscribe podcast. Or ask your LNC friends to look for us on iTunes. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.